Carla Bly on piano. All right, so we're taking a look at human trafficking, and as I mentioned, it can definitely be in the form of sexual exploitation, but it can also be in the form of labor exploitation. 2007, the U.S. Department of State's Office to Monitor and Combat Trafficking in Persons asked the question, what is human trafficking? This is how they defined it. Trafficking in persons is modern-day slavery involving victims who are forced, defrauded, or coerced into labor or sexual exploitation. Annually, how many people would you say are trafficked across national borders? How many would you say? Would you believe each year about 600,000 to 800,000 people, mostly women and children, are trafficked across national borders, which does not count millions trafficked within their own countries. Millions, plural. Trafficked within their own countries. And yes, that does happen. We were watching a news article a while back, and they talked about how, actually it was a documentary type deal, and they were talking about how some of our high school students, for example, are brought into this human trafficking madness. And one of the things that happens is a girl will be enticed to leave the house at some late hour at night, early hour in the morning, climb out the window, sneak out of the house some kind of way, get with some people to party. And sometimes she is a willing participant in the sex act. At other times, she's drugged and engages in a sex act, or someone does it with her, and they may take pictures of her in a very revealing, very, very, very revealing. And they let her know that if she doesn't go along, they're going to publish the pictures. And they let her know, hey, look, in order to avoid having these pictures posted, having them published for all the world to see, all you have to do is do what we want you to do. And basically, they have a sex slave at that point in order to avoid having those other pictures publicized. She goes ahead and reluctantly, often, goes along with the program, and, well, the rest is history. A very, very bad history. But there it is. People are snared into trafficking by many means. In some cases, physical force is used. In other cases, false promises are made regarding job opportunities or marriages in foreign countries to entrap victims. And think about that now. You have people being trafficked across national borders. They are sent from their country of residence to another country so that they become strangers in a land that they did not go to on their own free will. They were sent there against their will. Now, can you imagine what it was like for people who said, hey, you know what? In America, good things can happen. Let's go to America. We can live the American dream. And so many people came to America expecting a much better life. Some did indeed attain to a better life. Others did not. But whether they live the American dream or not, just the fact that they tried, they had the opportunity to try. And here they are, doing a thing. They don't know the English language. And so they're starting from square one. Square one. Don't know the language. How scary can that be? Traveling miles and miles and miles and miles for the purpose of living a better life. Knowing that when you get there, the dominant language is one that you will not speak because you have not learned it. And on, but they come anyway to pursue the dream. Can you imagine what it's like to be sent to another country against your will? Against your will. You don't know the language. You don't know how to get around. You're being sent there against your will. And once there, you find out that you're nothing more than a sex slave. That's all they see you as, a sex slave or a labor slave. Yeah, and that's got to be terrifying. I mean, truly terrifying. And you know that you're not going to be given some of the advantages that someone who comes to a foreign country voluntarily would be able to take advantage of. And you think about it, you know, a lot of women who migrate willingly, voluntarily, are not well equipped to take on new jobs when they get to the new country. What about the children? What are they prepared to do? Can you imagine being a young child, physically looking up to most of the people you'll ever talk with because they're grown folks who are much taller than you? That in itself can be intimidating. And you think you're talking about having been moved to another country against your will. I mean, you're really feeling bad about this, too. Really feeling bad about it. Your self-esteem has taken a hit. You're fearful. Yeah, this can get really messy. And so here we go. Here you are in another country that, in all probability, you don't even want to be in because you prefer to stay home. You were not even planning to ever migrate. You were planning to spend the rest of your years at your home. And now here you are. That's got to be devastating. How about a child? 10 years old, 12 years old, 9 years old. I tell you, it's terrible what some people do to make life so bad for other people. Human trafficking. Wanting a lot for nothing. A lot for nothing. And all the damage it does to the people who are forced into trafficking mode.